currently we are experiencing a real effects of climate change. And because of climate change, we have had a shift in when the rainfall started and had a very short and in most areas very wet short season. As a result of that, a number of the areas had mid-season drought and also a short season during the last year or this year. The crop in some areas that survived, such as cotton, yes, tobacco was able to survive because when we had a lot of rains. On the rain-fed tobacco, it was still at its growth stage. And then we had a dry spell, so it recovered. On the maize, most of the provinces, except three, had a severe drought. But the three provinces, the three Mashonaland provinces, have had a fair to average season. As a result, those are the main provinces where crops are likely going to be harvested.
Honorable Jiri, how would you say this has impacted our farmers and also the country when we look at such issues as Mr. Nerera has just pointed out?
Yes, in fact, because of the climate change, like Mr. Nerera has said, it has got some negative impact, you know, to the farmers. But in any case, we need to shift our planting season because like, for example, this year, we had a lot of rains in January, yet we're supposed to have those rains in November or December. So that means there's a shift of the season, of which we need to adapt to that shift, but it will take time for us to adapt to those to the shift of the season. And also, the other thing is, in Mashonaland areas, like Mr. Nere said, of course, we are going to have a reasonable harvest, but not as much as we would expect, because it's like whoever had an early crop managed to, you know, to harvest something, but whoever had a late crop, it didn't do well. And also the issue of climate change, we may take it lightly, but it's very critical because it's affecting everything in our agriculture sector.
Mr. Nerera, speaking on the issue of climate change and farmers, are farmers willing to take this change, or has there been any pushback from those in the agricultural sector to make these necessary changes?
Generally, farmers every year, they are hopeful that they want to do better. And there are certain things which they don't have control over, like climatic issues. It may be difficult for a season to start making farmers have a certain part. But what we are observing is that farmers are taking up some of the proposed ways of conserving moisture in their farming season, in their farming activities. Definitely in a situation where we have a lot of rains in a short while, that's where you would find that supplementary irrigation would have been one of the best ways to handle it. Therefore, much as a single farmer would like to do a lot, but he's limited by the infrastructure development which would make him be able to make good use of the rainfall which would have fallen. Rivers will be flowing. In some cases, even where dams are, they will be full. But farmers can't make good use of that because of limitation in terms of infrastructure of irrigation as well as power available to be able to ensure that they use irrigation facilities in the areas where they will be.
Honorable Jiri, some people say that, of course, as Mr. Nerera just pointed out, the issue of infrastructure, issue of new developments, as the government, has there been initiatives to push and assist farmers in this avenue?
Yes, in fact, the government might want to push in those areas, but they've got limited resources. That's the one area I would point out. It's like recently we had a conference where we highlighted all these issues, of which we need the infrastructure to be put in place. Or if there is any infrastructure which has dilapidated, we are also saying it has to be refurbished so that it will be made to use. But the government, like I've said, they have got limited resources. They would want to embark in those areas, but because of the resources, they cannot be able to, you know, to satisfy the farmers. But still, I think they are trying their best to make sure that they've assisted farmers in putting back the infrastructure.